I had a new person join my team as a project manager. She was very capable and she had a great attitude. We did the whole onboarding thing and I gave her some work and was being very careful not to overwhelm her. She worked in our business in the past, but now she was working in headquarters and the culture, the players, the processes were very, very different. It so happens that about a month after she started, I went to a leadership program and I got some 360 feedback. When asked what I could do better as a leader, she shared that I was not giving her enough work. She wasn't being challenged, she became bored, and ultimately, this could lead to disengagement. It was a bit of a shock for me to learn that. I was trying to be a good leader by not overwhelming her, but as it turns out, she was probably having second thoughts about working in this new area and really working for me. There are so many reasons we don't challenge people. We may think they're too busy, or we are too busy to delegate a task, or we want to coddle them so that they like working for us. The list goes on and on. All in all, we do this because we want them to have a good work experience and we think they'll be engaged. But we have it backwards. Motivation theory teaches us that people need clear and challenging goals in order to be motivated. At least that's part of motivation. There are many other factors as well. But think about it. Can you think about a time when you grew, where you did your best work, when you weren't being challenged to do it better or faster or with fewer resources, or being asked to do what's never been done before? I know I can't. I remember going to work at McDonald's as a teenager, and we had a new manager come in. It was the typical Saturday rush, and the line was out the door. He made the goal very clear. We were going to break the store's record for the most sales in an hour, and I wanted to be a part of that. We all had a great time flipping burgers and working as a team, and we were exhausted and also elated after the lunch rush was over. This manager set high expectations for us, and it led to higher performance and higher engagement. I also remember he sent back some of the burgers that I made because, in my excitement, ketchup, mustard, pickles were flying all over the place, and it didn't meet the quality standards. Despite that, and because of that, we were in the flow, and time flew by, and yes, that record still stands today. So, how do you challenge people to do their best work? It starts with the goal. According to Daniel Pink in his book Drive, it's a book on motivation, and I suggest you all read it. He says that people are looking for autonomy, mastery, and purpose. For autonomy, are they merely executing the task the way you want them to do it? Or do they have autonomy on how it gets done? Or even what gets done? Are they given both responsibility and accountability? Are there actual consequences to success and failure? And have you communicated what they are? What about mastery? Is this a skill that they want to develop for themselves? Is it something that is challenging to master? And are they given the resources to do so? Is this a skill that they value? Will it set them apart? And for purpose, is it something that's aligned with their values? Does the outcome serve some greater purpose that they support? Now, this is critical because if it's truly a challenge for them, there will be times when they will make mistakes. There will be times when they will want to give up. And if there is purpose, they will say it's worth it. So, back to my opening example with my direct report. After I got the feedback that she didn't feel challenged, I, of course, thanked her for it, and I asked her about what else she was capable of doing. And I really learned a lot. I asked her where she wanted to go and where she wanted to grow and where she was afraid to go. And we agreed on her new goals, the challenges, and the consequences of the work. And because we did this, it gave me more opportunity to give her feedback in the future and then be able to challenge her some more. So, are there people you work with who are motivated? Are they challenged? Are you challenging them? Let me know what works for you, and as always, reach out to me on how to make your goals more challenging.